You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Time for men's basketball now as the Dort College Defenders take on the Jamestown Jimmies in non-conference men's basketball play. Jimmy men are 2-0. They beat the University of Brandon on back-to-back nights a long time ago, October 12 and 13. Average 67 points per game, give up 60.5. Mark Hogue is their leader at 18.5 points per game. Devon Thomas is at 12.0. Taylor Newton chips in with 10.5 points per game. For the Defenders, they got a win over Bellevue on Tuesday night, outscoring the Bruins 45-28 in the second half. Austin Kachi had 17 points. Jordan Vogel led the Defenders with 22 points on 11 of 12 shooting. Chris Sievers had 13 points with 7 rebounds. Sean Kaiser knocked down 12 points with 3 assists. Kyle Lindberg added 7 points, also had 8 rebounds, dished 7 assists, and had 2 blocked shots with 3 steals. Had the opportunity to visit with Coach Ross Dalma earlier this afternoon about tonight's matchup, and here is what the coach had to say before the home opener for the Defender men's basketball team.
College Defenders take on the Jamestown Jimmies. Great non-conference basketball action this evening. Dort College got off to win with their season opener this past Tuesday at Bellevue, and Coach Ross Dalma joins me now. And Coach, first of all, that game with Bellevue this past Tuesday, your team close game at halftime and really established yourself in the last 10 minutes or so. Your overall impressions of that game from Tuesday at Bellevue?
Mike, I thought it was a good opener for us in many regards. One, we went on the road, which I think is healthy early in the season, and two, we went played a team that's traditionally very good. Bellevue is missing a few players at this point in the season, so they certainly are going to get better as the year goes on, but we really had the opportunity to play against a team that is very non-traditional so far as GPAC play is concerned, and so that was good for us. I thought first half we struggled defensively especially. I thought to start the second half we did a nice job of coming out and establishing, getting some stops. 8 out of our first 10 possessions in the second half, we were able to shut them down. And as a result, I think we got some momentum. I think we got some confidence and just kind of extended the lead throughout the second half and won going away.
Tell me about this year's team. A lot of returners from last year as a coach and through the off-season and preseason. What do you do? Do you try to change up things so you freshen it up? Or how do you freshen things up for a season when you've got so many returners coming back?
You know, Mike, obviously the experience that we have coming back is something we really value. With that said, we know that there's no 2 years that are ever the same. Last year was a great year for Dort College basketball. Went 30-5. But we also avoided a lot of injuries, and we had a lot of things go right in that regard. This year, we obviously new variables, new set of circumstances, and there are new faces. And so the dynamics are different. The guys are very determined. Many of them stayed around this summer, and I felt we had a very good off season. Felt we had a very good preseason this fall. And right now, we're just trying to find ourselves and our identity. We have a lot of the same pieces back, but we're not doing things exactly the same. There are some players who are a little bit better than they were a year ago, and you know, dealing with an injury or two here early in the year. So nothing is the same. With that said, we're very excited about the prospects of this year, and believe that with the leadership that we have, that we have a chance to be a team that's successful throughout.
Jamestown, the opponent, and a team that played a couple of games early on in the season, now have been inactive, but you have an opportunity to at least look at and get a scouting report on Jamestown. New coach, what do they have?
Boy, Mike, they are new in virtually every phase. You alluded to the fact that they have a new coach. They brought in a lot of new players and really have only one or two holdovers from a year ago. So there's a lot of things for us to really figure out here. A team that really shoots the three a lot. 40% of the shots that they've taken so far in their first two games are beyond the arc. So that's a concern for us. The other thing is they set a lot of ball screens, just constant motion there. So we're going to have to defend them very well. Jamestown has some very good players, some very good athletes on the floor. We hope that throughout the course of the 40-minute game that our depth can be a factor for us tonight.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders and Jamestown Jimmies getting set for their duel. Here are the starting lineups for the defenders. Cliff Warner is a 5'11 senior guard from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 7 points per game. Austin Kachi is a 6'4 junior from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 17 points per contest. Trevor Waltersdorf is a 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 7 points per game. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'6 junior from Margate, Florida, averaging 7 points per outing. And Jordan Vogel is a 6'7 senior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 22 points per game. Off of the bench, anticipate seeing Chris Severs, 6'7 senior from Huxley, Iowa, averaging 13 points per game, and Sean Kaiser, a 6'3 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 12 points per outing. We'll also see Dustin Dalma, Nathan Rindles. Rindles, a 6'1 freshman from Boulder, Colorado. Dalma, a 6'foot sophomore from Sioux Center. Reese Beaver also saw minutes in the first game of the year at Bellevue. He's a 6'2 sophomore from Sioux Center. For Jamestown, Brescian Tucker is a 5'11 freshman from Joliet, Illinois, averaging 6 points per game. Taylor Newton is a 6 foot sophomore guard from Tyler, Minnesota, averaging 10.5 points per game. Devon Thomas is a 6'5 junior from Gaffney, South Carolina, averaging 12 points per outing. Mark Hogue is a 6'3 junior from Ironton, Minnesota, averaging 18.5 points per game. Dan Janu is a 6'7 freshman from Frazee, Minnesota, and he's averaging 4 points per contest. He was a late change on the starting lineup that I anticipated seeing. So the Jamestown Jimmies come in, coached by Justin Weck. Dort College is coached by Ross Dalma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Got some housekeeping chores to take care of here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. We'll take a two-minute break and be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. These two teams have played quite a bit over the past few years. They've always met in this early November matchup. Dort College traveled to North Dakota last year and will be doing so again next year. The defender men pulled away early to hold a 45-31 lead at halftime and went on to beat the Jimmies at the Civic Center in Jamestown 79-64. Dort College was 27-48 from the floor and held a 32-26 rebounding advantage. Chris Severs came off of the bench to score a team-high 17 points, while Jordan Vogel had 13 points along with Cliff Warner. Sean Kaiser and Trevor Waltersdorf added 11 each. Travis Burley topped the Jimmies with 16 points. Byron Jones added 12. We're going through the introductions of the starting lineups for tonight's men's basketball game. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders in their home white jerseys, black numbers trimmed in yellow. Jamestown Jimmies in the road blacks with orange numbers. They are trimmed in white. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and we are just about set to tip off the home portion of the 2012 basketball season. Opening tap controlled by the defenders and Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg comes up with it, gives it off to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball on the right wing. Cliff has the basketball, dribbles out of the double team, feeds it away to Vogel. Vogel off of the glass, in and out, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Jamestown. Jimmy's come up with it. Coming up with the basketball is Mark Hogue, leading scorer for Jamestown. Jamestown has the basketball. This is Tucker. Tucker out front with it. Tucker with it on the right wing. Tucker, they work the pick and roll. Nothing there. Comes back over to Hogue. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Coming up with it is Newton. Newton right side, Hogue. Hogue on the wing. Dort College hedges on the screen. Jamestown with the basketball, 7 to shoot for the Jimmies. Come back over to Hogue, 5 now, 4. He'll drive the lane, dishes it off. Shot at the shot clock buzzer is good. Drawing first blood is Dan Janu. Janu with the 2-point basket. Jamestown leads it 2 to nothing. 2 to nothing, our score. Reversal over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball on the right wing. Warner back out front. Kachi, Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the wing. Walterstorff goes high post. Lindbergh. Lindbergh back to Kachi. Three ball on the way. Make it rain, Austin Kachi. Austin Kachi, the rainbow and the three. Jamestown with the basketball. Bringing it up is Thomas. Thomas on the right wing. Thomas comes back over to Tucker. Tucker with the basketball. Comes back over to Newton. And we've got a foul away from the basketball. Foul's going to go on number 33, Dan Janoux. So Janoux whistled for the personal. Foul called on number 33, Dan Janoux. Pass goes left side to Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the wing. Has it on the wing. Come back right side. Over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh. And we've got a foul called away from the ball. This one's going to go on Vogel. So Jordan Vogel whistled for the personal foul. And the Dort College defenders will set up their defense, leading 3-2. Jamestown with the basketball. They go top of the key. Left side with it is Thomas. Thomas in between the circles. Thomas goes left side to Tucker. Tucker, lob pass down low, taken away by Vogel. And Vogel tried to pass it off to Cliff Warner, and Warner got blitzed on the play. Warner took the worst of it on the shoulder shot. They're going to call Vogel for the travel. Well, both teams pretty amped up here early on, and that has translated into some sloppy and uncustomary turnovers and miscues. 17:50 left to play. Jamestown basketball. Janoux feeds it off. And we've got a travel called on the Jimmies, and that's going to go against Devon Thomas in the lane. Thomas whistled for traveling. Dort College will bring it back the other way. Into the front court with it. They go right side, Kachi. Kachi on the wing. Kachi feeds left side, Warner. Cliff underneath Vogel. Vogel outside, Walterstorff. Back over to Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh reverses Warner. Warner, ball fake. Has it stripped. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Jamestown. Coming back the other way is Tucker. Tucker's layup is good. Tucker with the two-point basket. Dort College trails 4-3. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi, Kachi, Vogel. Vogel will drive down to the baseline, reverse, and he's fouled on the play. Jordan will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's going to go on Janoux. Janoux whistled for his second. And Jamestown will check Benny Collins into the contest. So free throw's on the way for Vogel. Free throw is up, in and out and down. Vogel ties it up at 4-4 with a made free throw. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. 17:06 left to play. First half. Second free throw by Vogel is up, and that one's through. So Vogel coming off a 22-point performance on Tuesday evening. Gets his first points of the night tonight from the charity stripe. He did not attempt a free throw in the win over Bellevue. Left side is Thomas. Thomas out front to Collins. Collins to Tucker. Tucker looking right side, gives it up to Newton. Newton guarded there by Kachi. 15 to shoot. They feed it back out front. Hogue. Hogue goes left side. Tucker. Tucker with the basketball. Tucker will drive the lane, dumps it off, shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Cliff. Warner with the basketball. Dort College doesn't have the numbers. Cliff will run it into the front court. Cliff with the basketball. Goes left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff has it tipped away by Benny Collins on the pass down low. Collins taps it away. Severs is in, Vogel is out. So Dort College to the bench for the first time this evening. Ball comes in to Walt. Walt back over to Cliff. Cliff back to Trevor Walterstorff. Kachi with it off the dribble. Into the corner. Warner. Warner three-pointer. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh, and Lindbergh is stripped. Here comes Jamestown with the basketball. 5-4. Dort College leads. Tucker out front with the basketball. Tucker jump stop in the lane, and we've got a foul on the play called on Cliff Warner. Warner whistled for foul number one. And the foul came before the shot. Austin Kachi will check out. Checking into the contest is Sean Kaiser. So Kaiser will check into the ballgame. Jamestown to throw it in. Comes back over to Benny Collins. Collins back out front to Thomas. Thomas with the basketball. Thomas comes right side. Shot on the way from the perimeter. No good. Rebound, though, tipped and controlled by Thomas. And Thomas comes up with a putback. 6-5. Dort College down by one. Pass to Severs. Severs muscles it up in the lane. Chris Severs with his first two this evening. And the defenders back on top, 7-6. 7-6 our score. Hogue into the lane. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Here comes Dort College. Sean with the basketball. Lost it. It's down on the floor. And a jump ball called. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Jamestown basketball. So Jamestown gets the ball back. Well, this does not have the feel of an early November game already. My goodness. Intensity abounding. 15:25 left to go in the first half. Dort College, a few early turnovers. Brush in Tucker. Gives it to Hogue. Jamestown running a weave out front. Tucker gives into the corner to Hogue. Hogue with the basketball. Ball's down on the floor. Kaiser down after it. Kaiser shovels it over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Clip for the basketball. Over to Walt. Walt in traffic with the finger roll. No good. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Jamestown basketball. 15 minutes left to go in the first half. Tucker has the basketball in between the circles. He passes left side over to Steeman. Steeman with the basketball. Tucker. Pick and roll. They go right side. Get it back over to Thomas. Thomas, three. Good. Thomas with five, and the Jimmies have a 9-7 lead. 9-7 our score. Jamestown in front. Lindbergh goes right side over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Walterstorff, Warner. Warner back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh down on the baseline. Nothing there for Lindbergh. He spins again. Shot no good. Severs is fouled on the ground, though, on the putback attempt. Jordan Vogel will check back in. Lindbergh will check out. Kachi will check back into the game for Dort College as well. And checking out of the contest will be Trevor Walterstorff. On the floor for the defenders, Vogel, Kaiser, Severs, Kachi, and Warner. Ball out front, Kachi. Kachi into the corner, Warner. Warner swings it, top of the key. Kaiser, Kachi. Kachi, three, Wang got it. Austin Kachi with two threes early. Dort College leads 10-9. 10-9 our score, Dort College by a point. Jamestown with the basketball. Newton out front. He'll put up a long two. It's good. Taylor Newton with his first 2 points tonight. Dort College leads at 11-10. Kachi with the basketball. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser down low. It goes Severs. Severs trying to back his way in. Reverses Kaiser. Kaiser, Vogel. Vogel reverses Kachi. Kachi, three ball on the way. Make it rain, Austin Kachi. Three threes in the first half for Kachi, and Dort College regains a 2-point lead at 13-11. Jamestown with the basketball. They come back right side, work the pick and roll on the wing. Jamestown with it. Left side it goes Tucker. Tucker with it on the wing. Beg your pardon, that's Tom. Well, that's Mond. Mond shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Here comes Dort College in transition. Vogel gathers himself. Lay it up, good. 2-point basket for Jordan Vogel, and the defenders lead 15-11. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Jamestown Jimmies. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. Dort College with a 15-11 lead. Timeout charge to Jamestown. 13:02 and counting now. Right side with it is Jamestown. They trail by four. Biggest lead of the night for Dort College. With the basketball is Sutherland. Jared Sutherland checked in at the last break. Jamestown going to the bench. Here's Taylor Newton. Newton will drive in. Nothing there. They go to the free throw line. Kick out, pass, shot, no good. Rebound taken away on the missed 17-footer by Kachi. He gets it away to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Austin. They're going to guard him a little closer now, and we've got a foul away from the ball. Foul's going to go on the post defense against Jamestown and Benny Collins. So Collins whistled for the foul down low. Kaiser and Severs check out of the ballgame. Reese Beaver is into the game for the first time this evening. So Beaver, the sophomore from Sioux Center, will check in. Warner will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Lindberg back on the floor for the defenders as well. Jamestown matches up. Kachi, a long three, missed that one, no good. Rebound tapped out long. Kachi tracks it down. Kachi with it on the wing. He's going to drive in, dumps Vogel. Vogel puts it up, block. Rebound Beaver. Beaver, Kachi, Kachi, Beaver, Beaver, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel, Warner, three-pointer, bang, bang, bang. Put Warner with the three. Dort College with four threes early on. Three by Kachi, one by Warner, and the Dort College defenders lead 18-11. Jamestown with the basketball. This is Mond. Mond goes right side. Newton. Newton with the basketball. Well, you knew at some point, Dort College, enough shots, they're going to make one of them. They shoot over 50% from the floor. At least that's what they did last year, and they started off the same at Bellevue this year. Rebound cleared by Kachi off the missed three-pointer. Bounced off the front of the rim. Vogel was able to occupy the post player. That cleared Kachi for the easy rebound. Comes right side Kachi. Kachi on the wing. Kachi guarded closely there. They come back over to Lindberg. Lindberg reverses Warner. Warner, Vogel. Vogel, bodied shot, good. Jordan Vogel with 6 points in the first half. Dort College leads 20-11. Jamestown down early by nine. Dort College trying to establish the big early lead. 11:15 left to play in the half. Kick out pass, three on the way by the Jimmies, off the heel, no good. Long rebound, it's cleared out by Jamestown. Coming up with it, backup post player, that's Jesse Bem. Bem did not play in the first two games for Jamestown. So Bem on the floor for the Jimmies. Down to the baseline, cut off, reversal, and we have a charging foul called on Jamestown and Taylor Newton. Newton went left baseline. Stepping in to take the charge was Vogel. New players checking in for Dort College: Rindles, Waltersdorf, Severs, Beaver on the floor, along with Lindberg yet. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Nathan Rindles will bring it up against the pressure put on by Tucker. Rindles with the basketball, picks up his dribble, tries to feed it into Lindberg, and it's taken away by Devon Thomas. His three, in and out, no good. He pulled up instead of taking it hard to the hoop. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Rindles, Beaver, Beaver underneath Severs. Severs, the trailer, Lindberg, back over to Rindles. Rindles, Beaver, Beaver with the basketball, and we've got a kick called on the perimeter. Well, for those of you wondering about Tyler Waltersdorf, he has not played yet this season, hasn't practiced. Well, he's working his way back into practice, has been suffering through some early season back issues. Dort College hopeful they'll be able to get him back. Ball is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Tyler Waltersdorf, a regular on last year's national qualifying team, playing a lot of minutes towards the end of the year. He is not available for tonight's contest. He is not dressed. Comes out front, Waltersdorf. 10-15 and counting, first half. Beaver will put up another three. This one's short, no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side. Here comes Jamestown. Jimmy's with it. Hogue. Hogue on the wing, trying to cut into the 9-point lead. Dort College leading 20-11. Shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball, ahead to Walt. Walt driving in, puts it up, and he's hit hard. No foul call. Oh, my goodness. Waltersdorf went up, and there was a lot of body contact. No call made. And the Jamestown Jimmies have the basketball. Tucker with it. They go left side, and they're going to call a foul. Foul's going to go on Reese Beaver. And Coach Ross Dowell voicing his displeasure over the non-call on the Trevor Waltersdorf drive to the hoop. Coach Dowman, midseason form, it appears. Jamestown with the basketball out front. Benny Collins. Collins comes over to Tucker. Tucker with the basketball to Hogue. Hogue with it. They try to run the pick and roll. Hogue on the wing. 9:28 and counting left to play. First half. Jamestown with the basketball. Jamestown comes back over to Thomas. Thomas goes underneath to Collins. Collins, Thomas. Thomas misses the three. Rebound cleared out by Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Rindles. Here comes Door College. Rindles into the front court. Right side pass Kaiser. Kaiser, Lindbergh, Lindbergh, Rindles. Rindles trying to look down low for Walterstorff. Back over to Sean Kaiser. Three ball on the way. Bang, bang, bang. That will take some of the pressure off down low. Another three. Door College with five trays early on. And the defenders have opened up a 12-point lead, 23-11. Jamestown basketball, Hogue on the wing. Door College hedges hard on the pick and roll. Hogue puts it up in traffic. Missed it. Shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Door College. Walterstorff has the numbers. Three on three. They feed it. Rindles. Rindles. Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. He's going to drive the lane. Lace it up with the right hand. Good. Kyle Lindbergh with another two. 25-11. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Jamestown Jimmies. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Well, we will keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Butter Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Well, for the Jimmies, it was close early, but Dort College has extended their lead to 14 at 25-11. Jamestown led at 10-11. Dort College in the midst of a 15-0 run. Jamestown with the basketball. This is Tucker. Tucker out front goes left side over to Newton. Newton gives the ball back over to Thomas. Thomas on the left wing. Thomas driving in against Kaiser. Puts up the off-balance shot. No good. Rebound cleared. Vogel. Vogel over to Rindles. Here comes Door College. Rindles right side. Kachi. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound trying to tap it out was Kaiser. It's controlled by Benny Collins for Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball. And we have a charging foul called on Jamestown and Tucker. Tucker whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College in control of this one early on. Bringing the ball up is Rindles. Rindles on the right wing, the freshman from Colorado. Gives it up, Vogel. Vogel throws it off of a Jamestown player. Gets it back, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Walt good. Trevor Walterstorff with another 2 points. Dort College leads 27-11. First two for Trevor, actually. But another two for the defenders. He is the seventh player to score for the defenders here in the first half. Jamestown basketball. Jimmy's pass right side, Hogue. Hogue gives it up, Tucker. Tucker on the wing. Tucker with the basketball out front. 7:18 remaining in the first half. They dump it down to the baseline. Back out front, Tucker. Tucker with the basketball. Tucker goes down low, gives it to Collins. Collins, hook shot from 10. Wild shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel to Rindles. Rindles pushes it ahead. Kachi. Kachi, ball fake. Drives into the lane. Nothing there. The trailer, Vogel. Now Kaiser. Kaiser, three. Make it rain. Sean Kaiser with another three. Dort College up 30-11. Blowing this one open early. 6:40 left to play in the first half. Jamestown basketball, Tucker. Tucker drives to the free throw line, nothing there, Hogue. Hogue with the basketball. Hogue gives it up to Newton. Newton into the corner, Hogue. Hogue will put up the three, trying to end the drought. He does not. Dort College on an 18-0 run. Into the front court is Rindles. Rindles, Kachi. Kachi puts it on the floor down to the baseline. Feeds Kaiser. Kaiser another three, got it. Kaiser knew when it was out of his hand. He was headed back, and Dort College on fire, 33-11. Dort College up by 22, 6:12 left to play in the first half. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Also made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Dort College, 7 3-pointers in the first half, 3 by Sean Kaiser, 3 by Austin Kachi, and another by Cliff Warner. And the Dort College defenders enjoying a big early lead. This was tight early. Jamestown led, actually, at 11-10. Dort College on a 23-0 run. The basket has gotten awfully small for Jamestown right now. And the Jimmies have been forced to use another timeout. Trailing 33-11. So Jamestown trying to right the ship. Tucker will bring the basketball up. Tucker with the basketball in between the circles. Lob pass over the top. Shot in the lane. Missed it. No good. Boy, the lid is on awfully tight. Here comes Dort College. With it is Warner. Warner with the basketball. Jamestown, they've got to think about just trying to get it under, get it back to 15 or so before the half comes to a close. With the basketball, Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Beaver. Beaver with the ball. Gives it up. They work down low. Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Severs. Severs with the basketball. Severs reverses out front. Kachi, 13 to shoot for the defenders. Warner with it on the wing. 10 to shoot. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back to Warner. They work the pick and roll. Warner will put up the leaner. Missed it. No good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken away by Jamestown and Hogue. Not a good possession that time by the defenders. Jamestown, they get it underneath. Lindbergh backing up, playing behind Devon Thomas. And we've got a blocking foul called on Cliff Warner. So the blocking foul called before the shot. For Cliff, that's number 2. Team foul number 5 on the defenders. Throwing the ball in will be Jamestown. Ball comes in to Hogue. Hogue with the ball. Hogue, lob pass down low. We got a mismatch. Devon Thomas kicks it out. Don't know why he did that. Cliff Warner was guarding him. Had about a 7 or 8 inch advantage on Warner. 5 minutes left to go in the half. Jamestown with the basketball. Taylor Newton with it. Newton drives the lane, and we've got a hand check called on Austin Kachi. Jim Johnson making that call from the perimeter. So Jamestown will inbound the basketball. Hogue to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Shot is up. No good. Rebound cleared out by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh out front to Beaver. Beaver driving in, and he is hip-checked. And he'll pick himself up slowly. Caught that one pretty hard on the hip. And the foul's going to go on Jamestown's Dan Janu. And Janu is called for personal foul. Number 3. So Reese Beaver to shoot a pair. Dort College leading 33-11. And free throws on the way for Beaver. So Beaver will step up. This will be his first free throw attempt of the season. Missed it on the front end of the 1-1. I thought they might give him a shooting foul. It looked like he was going in for the layup. 4:37 left to play, first half. Jamestown basketball, Hogue. Hogue out front. He'll drive the lane. Fade away from 10. Good. Hogue with the 2-point basket. And the Dort College defender string is ended at 23 in a row. Beaver with it on the right wing. Left side pass comes over to Warner. Warner out front, Kaiser, another three. That one's in and out, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Hogue. Here comes Jamestown. Hogue will drive in, fires it up, and we've got a foul before the shot. Foul's going to go on Jordan Vogel. That's number two on Vogel. Well, for Jamestown, they're trying to chip away. Two shots on the way for Hogue. Mark Hogue shooting two free throws. First one is off the heel, no good. Hogue, a 92% free throw shooter. 33-13, Dort College leading. Beaver checks out. Checking in is Rindles. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Trevor Walterstorff, Rindles, Severs, Vogel, and Kaiser. Second free throw, no good. Rebound cleared out by Vogel. Here comes Dort College. Rindles into the front court with a basketball. He goes right side over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser, Walterstorff, Walterstorff, Rindles. Rindles with it on the wing. Rindles comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Walterstorff on the wing. Goes high post, Severs. Severs lob pass down low for Vogel. And it's tapped away, controlled by Jamestown. 3:44 left to play in the first half. Jamestown with the basketball. They feed it down low to Collins. Collins working against Severs. Severs doesn't give any ground. Hogue now a three, rims it in. Mark Hogue with the three-point basket. He's got 5 points. He's got the last 5 points for Jamestown, in fact. And the defender lead is 33-16. Vogel, right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff goes over to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles gives it up, Severs, and Severs is fouled on the play. And Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Chris Severs will go to the free throw line, where he is one of three so far this season. 3:13 left to play in the first half. Dort College 33, Jamestown 16. So free throws on the way for Severs. First free throw on the way for Chris is too strong, no good. He's got another one coming. Severs turned himself into a pretty good free throw shooter by the end of last year. Started, though, he was about a 50% free throw shooter. Missed that first one off the heel. He's got another one coming. Trying to make it a 34-16 ball game. This one's up and down, so Severs makes one of two. He's got 3 points, and the defender lead is 18 at 34-16. 3:08 and counting. First half, right side, Hogue. Hogue gets a screen from Collins. Hogue will drive the lane now. Tries to dump it down low. Taken away by Lindbergh on the steal. Here comes Rindles. Rindles, Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the wing. Back over to Rindles. Rindles with a basketball on the right side. Rindles has his dribble alive. In danger of a 5 seconds call. Gets it away to Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side, Kaiser. Kaiser looking down low for Severs. Severs gets it underneath Lindbergh. And Lindbergh is fouled on the play. Kyle will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul number two. And the Dort College defender shooting one and one with Kyle Lindbergh. I beg your pardon, they say he was going up with it, so he's going to shoot two. Lindbergh with 2 points this evening. Lindbergh went to the free throw line 8 times in the win over Bellevue. He banks that one in. He's got another one coming. Does Kyle Lindbergh. So Lindbergh with another one on the way, trying to make it a 20-point ball game. This one's up and good. So Lindbergh makes that one after banking the first one in. He's got 4 points. And the defenders lead 36-16. 2:35 and counting. Jamestown basketball. Hogue with it. Hogue comes back over to Steeman. Steeman, Hogue. Hogue, three off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. I beg your pardon, foul's going to go on Kachi. Dort College had cleared it out, but Kachi's going to be called for the foul, and Hogue will go to the free throw line to shoot three. Hogue is 0 for 2 on free throws so far this evening. First free throw is up and good for Hogue. He's got another one coming. Second free throw is up. No good. Hogue now 1-for-4 from the charity stripe. And he's got a third free throw coming. This one's up and rattles that one in. He's got all 7 points for Jamestown since they were stuck on 11. With the basketball is Kachi. Kachi's pass tip taken by Walterstorff. Gets it back over to Rindles. Rindles on the wing. Rindles down on the baseline. Gets it away to Severs. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh down to the baseline. Lindbergh tries to feed it over to Severs. Severs, Kachi. Kachi down to the baseline. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Now Rindles. Rindles, Walterstorff. 5 to shoot. Lindbergh. Lindbergh's ball fake. Puts it up off the side of the backboard. No good. And not a good possession by the defenders that time. Jamestown comes away with it, and they've got a chance to cut the lead down. They trail 36-18. Hogue with it on the wing. Hogue is going to drive baseline, puts it up, shot no good, and he's fouled on the play. So Hogue will shoot two. So Hogue will shoot two. 1:41 left to play. Free throw on the way is up and good for Hogue. Hogue averaging 18.5 points per game here in the first half. He's got 8 points. He has scored the only points for Jamestown since they got down 33-11. It's now 36-19. Another free throw on the way. This one's off the heel. No good. Rebound, though, taken away by Collins. Collins will muscle it up off the glass. No good. Rebound cleared out by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College, leading 36-19. Lindbergh right side. Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Down low, Walterstorff. Walterstorff spins on the baseline. Gets it to go, and he's fouled. Three-point play opportunity on the way for Walterstorff. Warner back in the ballgame, by the way, after Rindles got a pretty good run in the first half. Dort College, the luxury of going to their bench. Getting some people some significant minutes here in the first half. Walterstorff trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Walt's free throw is good. 5 points for Trevor Walterstorff. Dort College leads 39-19. 1:25 and counting, first half. Dort College, it's been all Dort College since it was 11-10. Dort College went on a 22-point run. Ball deflected out, picked up by Walterstorff. He doesn't have the numbers. He'll pull it up on the wing. Feeds the trailer, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Now Warner. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Kachi. Kachi, ball fake. Down low, Walterstorff. Walterstorff shot no good, but he's fouled on the play by Taylor Newton. Newton got posted up that time, and Walterstorff spun baseline. That's foul number 3 on Taylor Newton. Dort College will shoot double bonus free throws from here on out. First free throw on the way for Trevor Walterstorff, the senior from Sioux Center. It's up and no good. Dort College didn't shoot the free throws well against Bellevue either. Here in the first half, they haven't either. Probably not as bad as I think, but it just seems that way. Second free throw by Walt is up and good. Walterstorff now 2-for-3 on free throws. Defenders lead 40-19. 55 seconds and counting, first half. Jamestown basketball, they work it over to Hogue. Hogue on the wing. Hogue feeds it down low for Collins. Collins with the basketball. Collins back over to Hogue, lost it on the way up. It's tipped and controlled by Thomas. Thomas will put up the long three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Dort College can hold for the final shot. The difference between the shot clock and the game clock is negligible. Less than a second difference. Walterstorff with it on the wing. Trevor has it, gets it out front to Severs. Severs, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh out front. Comes to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff back over to Warner. 9 seconds left. Warner with the basketball. Gets it back over to Kachi, and it's tipped by Hogue. Hogue chases it down in the backcourt. Puts it up off the glass at the buzzer. It's good. Mark Hogue with the two-point basket. He scores the last 10 points of the first half for Jamestown. And the Dort College defenders go into the locker room up 40 221. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Door College Defenders leading the Jamestown Jimmies at halftime, 42-21. We'll have a look at our numbers in a little bit. This was an 11-10 Door College deficit early in the ball game when they went on a 23-0 run to lead 33-11. Since that point, though, Jamestown outscored Dort College 10-7 to close the half and made it a 40-21 difference at halftime. Dort College led unofficially by Sean Kaiser and Austin Kachi with 9 points each. Mark Hogue had 10 points for the Jamestown Jimmies. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. First half numbers are as follows. Dort College, 13 of 27 from the floor, 7 of 13 from the three-point line, 7 of 10 on free throws. That's 48% on field goals, 53.8% on three-pointers, 70% on free throws. Didn't seem that good, though. Dort College owns a 24-13 rebounding advantage. Dort College has committed 8 turnovers. Jamestown has committed 7. Jamestown, 8 of 28 from the floor. 2 of 9 on three-pointers, 3 of 7 on free throws. That's 28.6% on field goals, 22.2% on three-pointers, 42.9% on free throws. Dort College is led by Austin Kachi and Sean Kaiser with 3 three-pointers apiece for 9 points. Trevor Walterstorff with 6 points. He had to work pretty hard for him. Kyle Lindberg with 4, 3 for Chris Sievers, 3 for Cliff Warner. For Jamestown, Mark Hogue has 10 points, 5 for Devon Thomas, 2 each for Breshen Tucker and Taylor Newton, 2 points for Dan Janu. Kyle Lindberg has 7 rebounds in the first half, 4 rebounds each for Trevor Walterstorff and Jordan Vogel. 4 rebounds for Thomas for Jamestown, 3 for Mark Hogue, 3 for Benny Collins. 4 assists for Jordan Vogel, 2 for Cliff Warner. Dort College has 9 assisted baskets in the first half out of their 13 total. Jamestown has 6 steals, 3 of them by Mark Hogue. Dort College has 3 steals as well, 1 each for 3 different players. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt Gym. Look at what's coming up this weekend on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grinewig is a broker. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coming up this weekend, a busy weekend for Dort College Athletics. Tomorrow, the cross-country teams will head to McCook Lake, South Dakota to take part in the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championships hosted by Briarcliff. That will get started at 10:45 with the women's race. Men's race will follow at about 11:30, 11:45, somewhere in that neighborhood. The Dort College football team is home with Doan College tomorrow afternoon, kicking off at 1 o'clock in Sioux Center. That will get underway at 1. You'll hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. Tomorrow afternoon as well, the Dort College basketball teams hosting Valley City State in women's and men's basketball play. Women's game gets underway at 4. The men at 6 o'clock. Dort College volleyball on the road. By the way, you can hear those games on KDCR 88.5 FM as well. Dort College volleyball is at Nebraska Wesleyan in Lincoln. Junior varsity at 3:30, varsity at 5. Dort College women try to close the GPAC season with a win and get ready for a Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round action on Tuesday night of next week against a foe to be determined here at the DeWitt Gym. Dort College can finish as high as second and as low as four yet in those GPAC standings, so a lot to be decided yet for the Dort College volleyball team. And the Dort Blades in action tomorrow afternoon, 4:15. That'll be at the Vernon Arena at the All Seasons Center. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with second half action from the DeWitt right after this. 40-21 our score. The Dort College defenders with the basketball as we start the second half of play. Cliff Warner with the ball. Dort College has it in the offensive end. They go Lindbergh at the corner. Give it back over to Cliff. Cliff, three-pointer. Kaboom. Cliff Warner with his second three of the night. He's got six, and the defenders lead 43-21. Well, you don't want to become too reliant on the three ball. That can be fool's gold. You think you really got something when you don't, but tonight, Dort College cashing them in. Hogue with it down to the baseline. Hogue picks up his dribble. He passes left side over to Benny Collins. Collins fires it back out front with the basketball is Thomas. Thomas in the lane, and he's going to be called for steps. Well, for Dort College, playing another game tomorrow against a very good Valley City State team, you're going to hedge some things here in the second half. You're going to try to be as rested as possible going into that game tomorrow evening. So look for Dort College, if they can maintain this lead early in the second half, to rest some people. Cliff with the basketball on the wing. Comes back over to Trevor Walt. Walt in the lane. Finger roll. No good. Lindbergh gets his rebound back. Shot is good. Kyle Lindbergh with the offensive rebound and the stick back. Dort College leads 45-21. 45-21 our score. Tucker with the basketball on the left wing. Tucker will spot up, cast up a three, missed, and it hit off the front iron and dropped down. He gets the home court bounce some 7 hours away from home. With it on the left side is Lindbergh. He goes over to Kachi. Kachi thinks about it, feeds it left side instead. Walterstorff on the wing. Down low, Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Comes back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner with the basketball. Picked up his dribble. Gives it back over to Vogel. Dort College will reset it. Underneath it goes Vogel. Vogel spins into the lane. Lost it on the way up. Tries to save it in, and the ball goes out of bounds. Vogel got stripped on the way up. Tried to keep it in play. Dort College leads 45-24. 45-24. Jamestown with the basketball down 21. 18 minutes left to play in the game. Jamestown basketball, right side to Hogue. Hogue reverses left wing over to Tucker. Tucker with it. Tucker goes down low. It's tipped and controlled by Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Trevor will bring it into the front court. Stops. Feeds right side Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi left side to Walterstorff. His entry pass down low is tapped away by Benny Collins. It'll be Dort College basketball. Taylor Newton to throw the to check into the contest. Checking out is Aaron Stamen. Stamen checks into the checks out of the contest. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor. Warner to throw it in. Warner to Kachi. Kachi off the dribble. He's going to drive in. Finger roll. Layup. Good. Austin Kachi with the two-point basket. Coach Ross Dalma wants to make an adjustment. 47-24, North College by 23. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Shot no good by Jamestown as we resume play. The Jimmies have the basketball taken away by Cliff. Cliff on the breakaway after the steal. Puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. And Cliff gets up a little gingerly. He got hip-checked pretty hard into the boards that time. Tucker gets called for the personal. And Cliff will go to the free throw line. Well, Cliff doing his impression of the rubber man that time as he got hit pretty hard. And he hits that one off the side of the rim. Comes up flexing that left ankle. Second free throw on the way for Cliff is up. And that one's good. So Cliff makes one of two. And the defenders lead 48-24. Dort College has outscored Jamestown 8-3 since halftime. Jamestown with the basketball. This is Collins. Collins out front with the basketball. Thomas. Ball taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg with it. Lindberg trying to get control of it. Gets called for the double dribble. Kyle was trying to pick it up and get it to somebody else. He couldn't control it. And ends up tapping, getting called for the turnover. 16:55 left to play in this contest. Dort College leads 48-24. Thomas puts it up from 12. It's good on the left wing as he pulls up. He's got seven. And the defender lead is 48-26. Chris Severs with the basketball. Severs, they get it down low. Vogel. Vogel shot. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Well, I didn't think Jim Johnson was going to give him the field goal initially. He thought better of it, though, and gives Vogel the opportunity at the three-point play. Chris Severs checks into the ballgame. Kyle Lindberg will check out. Dort College leading 50-26. So Jordan Vogel goes to the free throw line. He will shoot one to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 51-26, Dort College by 25. Bringing the basketball up is Jamestown and Tucker. Tucker out front. They run the weave. Hogue with it. Hogue at the free throw line. Hogue comes back over to Tucker. Tucker, Hogue. Hogue, ball fake into the lane. He puts it up. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Foul's going to go on Rindles. Rindles whistled for the personal foul. Mark Hogue has been the lone bright spot, really, this evening for Jamestown. He's got a dozen points. Kaiser is in. Kachi is out. Hogue with the three-point play opportunity. Free throw is up, and he rattles it in. Hogue with a baker's dozen. Dort College leads 51-29, 16:13 left to play in regulation. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles out front, Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel back over to Rindles. Rindles gets a ball screen. Left side, Kaiser. Kaiser on the wing underneath Severs. They collapse on him. Back over to Sean. Sean, three, got it. Fourth three of the night for Kaiser. He's cooking. 54-29, Dort College in front by 25. Jamestown basketball. Jimmy's have it, and losing it out of bounds is Tucker as he went to make the move before he had the basketball. Reese Beaver will check into the ballgame. Trevor Walterstorff will check out of the contest. Nathan Rindles will bring it up on the floor for the defenders. Severs, Kaiser, Vogel, Rindles, and Beaver. Left side, Beaver. Beaver underneath to Severs. Severs hook shot in the lane. Can't get it to drop. It was halfway down. Popped back out. Here comes Jamestown. Coming back the other way is Tucker. Tucker with a basketball on the wing. Tucker with it back on the left side. He's looking to penetrate. Nothing there. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Hogue. Hogue out front. to Newton. Newton to Hogue. Hogue misses everything on the three-pointer. Bogle with the basketball. He comes back over to Rindles. Rindles to Kaiser, and Kaiser has it tipped away by Hogue. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Jamestown. It'll be Dort College basketball. Lindbergh will throw it in. We're 5 minutes into the second half. Dort College leads 54-29. Pass comes into Rindles. The freshman from Colorado picks up his dribble, gets it back over to Sean. Sean, another three. Got it again. Five threes for Sean Kaiser. 15 for Kaiser. Dort College leads 57-29. $14.50 and counting. Dort College leading 57-29. Jamestown basketball. This is Tucker. Tucker gives it up to Newton. Newton to Hogue. Hogue with the basketball. Hogue drops it off into the corner. Baseline jumper is good for Dan Janu. Janu makes it a 57-31 contest. Dort College leading underneath Severs. Double teamed. Lindbergh. Lindbergh slam dunk. Kyle Lindbergh drops the hammer, 59-31, Dort College leading. Jamestown with the basketball. They go over to Tucker. Tucker to Newton. Newton reverses. On the way, Hogue. Hogue, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs gives it up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh right side, Rindles. Rindles, Kaiser. Kaiser thought about the three, decided against it. Underneath Severs, and we've got a hold called on Dan Janu. And Janu has just picked up number four. So Janu checks out of the ballgame. Checking in will be Jesse Bem. Inbounding will be Kaiser. Fresh 35 for Dort College to work with. Kaiser gets it in to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles, Kaiser. Kaiser out front. Kaiser right side, Beaver. Beaver with the basketball. Beaver. Lindbergh, three, top of the key, swish. Kyle Lindbergh with the three, he's got 11. Dort College leads 62-31. 13:35 left to go. Into the lane is Tucker. Tucker's shot is good. Will they count it? They will count the basket. They'll give it to Tucker. He's got a chance at a three-point play now. Eleven three-pointers right now for the defenders. Now we'll have to check on our records where that stands if we're getting anywhere close to a record, but at the rate Dort College has been going. Free throw on the way is up and good. So Tucker makes the free throw. It's 62-234. And a foul called away from the ball. We're going to call it on Austin Kachi. Kachi whistled for his first foul. Dort College leads 62-34. 13:25 left to play in the contest. Jamestown gives it up out front. This is Tucker driving, puts it up off the glass, no good. There for the rebound is Bem. Jesse Bem with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 62-36. Another three for Kaiser, in and out, no good. Halfway down, pops back out. Here comes Jamestown. Jimmy's walking it up. This is Tucker. Tucker left side. They go over to Hogue. Hogue with the basketball. Hogue picks up his dribble. He comes back right side to Newton. Newton with the basketball. Newton driving the lane, lost it. It's still loose, picked up by Newton. Newton layup is good, count the hoop, and he's fouled. So Sean Kaiser whistled for the personal foul. Newton will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. So the free throw on the way for Taylor Newton. Newton's got 4 points. .12:41 left to play. Free throw no good. and controlled by Warner on the rebound. Here comes Dort College. Kachi. Kachi on the left wing. Kachi gives it to Vogel. He got pushed out on the perimeter. Has to go get it. Walterstorff over to Kachi. Kachi to Beaver. Beaver double team. Back over to Kachi. Kachi in traffic. Off the glass. Too strong. No good. And the rebound is cleared out by Jameson. Ahead to Hogue. Hogue with the slam dunk. Mark Hogue with the two-point basket. He's got 15, and the Dort College lead is 62-40. Dort College by 22. Vogel with it, and Vogel is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Jared Sutherland, and Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So the free throw's coming here for Vogel. First free throw on the way for Vogel is up and off the heel, no good. 9 points for Vogel. He's shooting for double figures here. 12:05 left to go. This game is kind of slowed, has stagnated to a certain degree. Second free throw on the way for Vogel is up, and this one's good. So Vogel makes one of two. He's 4 for 5 now from the free throw line. Dort College leads 63-40. 12 minutes left to go in the game. With the basketball is Hogue, guarded out front by Warner. Warner back in the game after sitting for about 3 or 4 minutes. Hogue will launch another three, and Hogue hit it. Without Hogue, this Jamestown team would be in a heap of hurt. He's got 18 points. Beaver goes left side over to Warner. Warner underneath Vogel. Vogel double team, back over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball, back over to Jordan. Jordan shoved to the ground, and we've got a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Jamestown and Tucker. Tucker gets called for the personal foul. Dort College leading by 20. Took the suspense out of this one early with a 23-0 run to go from down 11-10 to up 33-11. With it is Beaver. Beaver's going to drive, and he's fouled on the play by Jesse Beam. Beam whistled for the personal foul. With 11:26 left to go in the contest. So two free throws on the way for Reese Beaver. Beaver did not shoot a free throw in the game against Bellevue. He's shooting a pair here. He's fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by Reese is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Beaver. So Reese with his first points of the season. Got another one on the way. 11:26 left to go in regulation. Second free throw is up. Short, no good. Beaver 1 for 3 tonight from the charity stripe. 64-43, Dort College leading. Pass comes out front with it is Newton. Newton with the basketball. They dump it down low. Shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel on the missed shot by Thomas. Dort College in transition. Here's Walterstorff. Walterstorff tries for the finger roll. Too strong off the heel. Rebound is tapped. Controlled by Jamestown. Jimmy's come up with it. Bringing it up is Newton. Newton with the basketball. Newton hands it off to Sutherland. His hook shot in the lane, no good. Fight for the rebound, and it's tipped up, and Devon Thomas gets credit for the point. Dort College leads 64-45. Warner goes left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kachi. Kachi on the curl. Drives in, tries to dump it off to Vogel. It's taken away by Hogue. Jamestown coming back the other way. Stolen away by Warner. Warner has numbers. 3-on-2. Warner will pull up. 3, no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff's shot is good, but Kachi got hurt on the play. Kachi rolled an ankle the way it looks. He's down on the floor. So we have a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leading 66-45, but mood's dampened as Austin Kachi has helped off of the floor. He goes straight to the training room. Hopefully we'll see him before the evening's over. And a foul called on the rebound after the missed shot. Jared Sutherland went up and fouled Kyle Lindbergh, and Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Dort College leads at 66-45. Lindbergh to shoot the one and the bonus. So Lindbergh with 11 points this evening, the 1-1. Free throw is up and good. He's got 12. Another one on the way for Lindbergh. Lindbergh this evening, this will be his fifth free throw. Fourth free throw, and he's made all four. He is 8 for 12 now from the free throw line. Dort College leads 66-45. 10 minutes left to go in the game. Jamestown basketball on the left side is Thomas. Thomas gives it up Hogue. Hogue, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball ahead to Kaiser. Kaiser thought about the three. He instead swings it back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner back over to Kaiser. Kaiser to Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath Walt. Walt with it on the baseline. Trevor puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Trevor will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 6 points for Trevor tonight. He was held to five against Bellevue. 9:35 left to go in the game. Free throw on the way for Walt is up and good. ...69-45 our score, Dort College leading. So Waltersdorf, another free throw. This one's up, and that one's good as well. So Trevor makes them both. He is 4 for 5 from the free throw line. And the defenders lead now 70-45. 9:35 and counting, ball game. Rindles, Lindbergh, Severs, Kaiser, and Beaver on the floor for the defenders. Hogue with it, drives in against Kaiser, puts up the off-balance shot and got it to go. Hogue with the two-point basket. He's got 20. Right side, Beaver. Beaver, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser dumps it down low. Severs reverses Beaver. Beaver underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh hook shot with a left hand. No good. Rebound fought for, tipped and controlled by Jamestown and Benny Collins. Collins to Hogue. Hogue feeds it off right side to Newton. Newton with the basketball. Newton gives it off to Thomas. Thomas, shot, no good, but a foul underneath. Beg your pardon, Collins fouled on the play. Dort College leading 70-47. 8:46 remaining. Dort College in front 70-47. So the free throw's on the way for Collins. And he misses it short, no good. Another free throw on the way. Jordan Bogle checks in. Chris Severs checks out. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank. In and out, no good on the free throw. Rebound is tapped away by Jamestown. American State Bank, proud to support the Dort College Defenders offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Dort College leading 70-47. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles at the top of the key, drives in left side over to Beaver. Beaver tries to feed it down low for Lindbergh. It's tipped out of bounds, last touch by Jamestown. Italy Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Rindles. Rindles triggers it into Vogel. Vogel hands it back over to Rindles. Rindles driving right side. Freshman in traffic. Too strong, but it goes down. It hung on the rim, looked like it was going to fall out, but it falls in. Rindles with his first 2 points as a Dort College defender. Dort College leading 72-47. Long rebound tipped and controlled by Kaiser after the missed three. Kaiser feeds Lindbergh. Lindbergh with another dunk. Kyle Lindbergh with 15 points. Dort College leads 74-47. Jamestown calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Jimmies. Back with more after this.
College is a time to proactively use the talents and gifts God has given you. Do you have more than one? At Dort College, we offer students a wealth of opportunities to participate in many activities. Choose from athletics, music, theater, art, or other extracurricular activities, both inside and outside the classrooms. For more information, check out Dort College on Facebook or Twitter, or visit our website at dort.edu.
Earlier this evening, the Dort College women's basketball team lost to Jamestown 66-62, and unless something changes here real soon, this one is not going to be nearly as close. 74-47 our score, Dort College in front. Dort College doing it with the three-pointer tonight. Jamestown, after using the full-length timeout, has two remaining. Jamestown, Hogue. Hogue with the basketball. Hogue goes left side. Gives it up to Steeman. Steeman puts the shot up. No good. Missed it. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown. It's going to be Dort College basketball, and I believe this one's going to be overturned. I thought it was pretty clearly off of Dort College, and they are going to give it to Jamestown. So Jamestown will get the basketball back after it was tapped out by Dort College. Pass goes into Hogue in the corner. Hogue with it, drives the lane, kick out pass, left side, and we've got a push called on the defenders. Vogel's whistled for the personal. That's foul number three on Vogel. And Jamestown is not in the bonus yet. Dort College with one more foul to give. Pass comes out front with the basketball is Benny Collins. Collins, they feed it left side. Down low, Jamestown shot no good by Collins, but there for the putback is Thomas. Thomas with 11. Dort College leads 74-49. 7 minutes remaining in this one. With the basketball is Kaiser. Kaiser to Beaver. Beaver with it. Back over to Vogel. Vogel gives it up to Rindles. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Kaiser has it on the wing. Guarded closely by Hogue. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it underneath Vogel. Vogel. Hook shot. Good. Jordan Vogel with a dozen points. Dort College leads 76-49. 6:45 and counting. Ball game. Into the lane is Hogue. Hogue layup is good. Hogue with 22, and the defenders lead 76-51. 6:30 remaining. They get it over to Kaiser, and we've got a moving screen called on the defenders. It's going to be on Rindles. Rindles whistled for his third personal. Elliot Christians will check into the ballgame. Jordan Vogel will check out. Devon Thomas gets it inbounded. He comes over to Newton. Newton to Thomas. Thomas out front guarded by Lindbergh. Now it comes back to Newton. Newton at the top of the key. Newton feeds it off right side. Three-pointer missed it. No good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. 6 minutes remaining. Rindles back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kaiser. Kaiser, right side, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles left side over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh another three. That one's no good. Rebound Elliott. And Elliott Christians is fouled on the play. Elliott Christians will go to the free throw line. And he will shoot free throws, trying to score his first points as a Dort College defender. He is a freshman from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Listed at 6 feet 7 inches tall. Free throw is up and good. Nice looking stroke for a big man. Drops that one in. 77-51. On the floor for the defenders, Aaron Van Buck. 5:56 left to play. Dort College leading 77-51. They've got another game tomorrow night with Valley City State. And could be a little shorthanded on that one. Christian's second free throw, no good. And here comes Jamestown. Austin Kachi twisted an ankle, it appeared. He went to the locker room. He's back out on the bench with ice wrap on the ankle. Free throw on the way is up, no good. Fight for the rebound, and we've got an over-the-back foul called on Jamestown and Thomas. Well, in case you're wondering about that, three-pointers made in a game record. After I looked it up, I remembered it. It was at Doan on the last game of the regular season in the 09-10 year. Dort College cast in 17 three-pointers. That was a day when Austin Vandevecht could not miss. Free throw is up. No good by Van Vogt. Aaron Van Vogt, a sophomore from Orange City. Second free throw on the way. Trying to extend the lead back to 27. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out. Last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, this one won't be overturned. It's Dort College ball. our score. Rindles inbounding. Rindles gets it into Kaiser. Kaiser's shot no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Van Vogt. 79-51, Dort College leads. Back the other way is Hogue, and we've got a foul called before the travel. Certainly looked like it could have been a travel violation on Hogue, but instead it'll be a foul call. Hogue will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. Well, Hogue has been a bright spot for Jamestown this evening, but he hasn't gotten a lot of help. Thomas has 11 points. Hogue has 22. Make it 23. Struggled from the free throw line in the first half. He is 3-for-7 from the charity stripe in the first half. He's made two in a row since, so he's 5-of-9 now. Free throw on the way for Hogue is up. And that one's off the heel, no good. 79-52. Dort College with the lead. Christians, hook shot in the lane, can't get it to go. Rebound, though, Rindles. Rindles lay in good. Rindles with the rebound and the putback. He's got 4 points. Dort College leads 81-52, and now we've got a foul called on the other end. Foul's going to go on the defenders and Dustin Dalma. So Dust gets called for the personal foul. Mark Hogue goes to the free throw line. He will shoot a pair. So Mark Hogue with a couple of free throws on the way. Well, it is only a 1-1 at this point. That's team foul number 9 on the defenders. So Hogue will shoot a 1-1. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. He's got another one coming. 5:04 remaining. Ball game. 81-53. Dort College with this one well in hand. And he rattles that one out. No good. But there for the rebound and the putback for Jamestown is Thomas. Thomas with 13 points now. Dort College leading 81-55. Beaver with the basketball comes over to Rindles. Rindles to Dalma. Dalma back over to Beaver. Beaver with the basketball back over to Dustin Dalma. Dalma lets fly with a three. He hit it. Dustin Dalma with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 84-55. With it out front is Tucker. Tucker to Hogue. Hogue goes down low, and the ball is kicked. No, it is not. It's last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, frustrating evening for Hogue, and he will check out of the ballgame. Might be the last we see of him for the night. 84-55, Dort College with the lead and the basketball. Bringing the ball up is Rindles. Rindles goes right side, Dalma. Dalma with the basketball. Dalma underneath Christians. Christians lost it. It's down on the floor, and Beaver dives after it. Tips it out of bounds. It'll be Jamestown basketball. So Jamestown gets the basketball back, trailing 84-55. Nord College with this one in hand. All academic at this point. 4 minutes remaining. Mond with it. Nearly picked off by Beaver. Controlled by Jamestown. Ball's down on the floor, and it's loose. Picked up by Jamestown, and now foul called on the putback by Thomas attempt. And Thomas will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. 3:57 left to play. 84-55 our score, Nord College. Leading by 29, now make it 28. Free throw for Thomas is up and good. He's got 14. Another free throw on the way for Thomas. This one's up and good, so he's got 15. Nord College lead is 84-57. Bringing the basketball up will be Reese Beaver. Beaver across half court. Reese gives it off to Rindles. Rindles drops it off for Christians. Christians in the lane, and he's fouled on the play. Well, this is going to be a foul fest before it's over. Elliott will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. 3:45 left to go in the game. Well, see if we can start getting some scores in from around the conference. There are several conference teams involved in basketball today. First free throw by Christians is up and good. He's got another one coming. Well, this coming into the contest, looking at the returners both teams had, you figured the one tomorrow with Valley City State is probably going to be the more difficult of the two matchups this weekend. Elliott Christian makes both free throws. It's 86-57. Jamestown with the basketball. Out front with it is Tucker. Tucker trying to shake and bake. Nothing there. Comes back out front. Three on the way. No good. Rindles got shoved out, and he fought his way back in for the rebound. He's got three players around him. Hustles it into the front court, over to Dalma. Dalma, Beaver. Beaver, three, left it short, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Christians, and Christians is tied up on the play. Possession arrow, it's Jamestown basketball. Men's play today, Briarcliff beat Grandview 79-52. William Penn over Morningside 93-83. Valley City State drops Northwestern 76-70. Women's basketball, Mount Marty over Ogallala 99-28. Shot on the other end by Jamestown, Dan Janu. Janu now with 6 points. 2:45 and counting, 86-59, Nord College in front. Pass goes left side, Van Vught. Van Vught to Rindles. Rindles, right side, Dalma. Dalma gives it up to Beaver. Beaver out front, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. 15 seconds remaining. They force it down low to Christians. Christians off of the glass, no good. Rebound tap, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Van Vught. Van Vught with a putback. Nord College leads 88-59. 2:20 and counting. Jamestown with the basketball. This is Mond with it. Mond gets the return pass. He's deep in the right corner. Dalma guarding him. They give it off. Shot in the lane is up and good. Januski with the two-point basket. Nord College leads 88-61. Comes over to Van Vught. Van Vught, Dalma. Dalma with the basketball. Dalma gives it up. Right side, Beaver. Beaver, Van Vught. Van Vught to Rindles. Rindles back over to Van Vught. Reversal over to Dalma. Open three. Got it. Dustin Dalma with the three-point basket. Nord College leads 91-61. 1:38 left to play in this ballgame. Pass goes down low. Janu. Janu shot no good. Rebound taken away by Christians off the deflection. He gets it away to Rindles. Rindles to Dalma. Dalma throws it over to Beaver. Beaver hustles after it. Keeps it in play. 1:15 remaining. Beaver with the basketball. He goes right side, Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Now Van Vught. Van Vught to Christians. Elliott, crossover move. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Shot is good. Elliott Christians with 5 points. Nord College leads 93-61. Under a minute left to play in the game. Jamestown basketball. Pass goes left side. Tucker. Tucker, three. Good. 93-64. Jamestown trailing by 29. Van Buck left side. Dalma. Dalma with it. Dalma, Beaver. Beaver right side. It goes Rindles. Rindles back over to Beaver. Beaver drives the lane. Lays it up with the left hand. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Reese Beaver with a two-point basket. He's got three. Dort College leads 95-64. Janu is whistled for the personal foul. And Janu will foul out of the game with 6 points at the 34-second mark. So the free throw on the way for Beaver is up, and it won't go down. Rebound cleared out by Andrew Mond. 29 seconds remaining in the contest. Jamestown with the basketball. Jimmy's go left side. Mond. Mond a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown and Beam. It'll be Dort College basketball leading 95-64. So the Dort College defenders will run out the clock. And the defenders will move to 2-0 for the season. Jamestown will suffer their first loss of the year. They will go to 2-1. Our final score, Dort College 95, the Jamestown Jimmies 64. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious, second game of the year. And the Dort College defenders will take a 2-0 mark into their contest tomorrow afternoon with Valley City State. That contest will actually get started at about 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. That'll be the back end of a doubleheader starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's take a break and be back with a Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. For the You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders victorious this evening in great and non-conference men's basketball action. 95-64, the final score. The Dort College defenders trail 11-10 before going on a 23-0 run to expand the lead to 33-11, and it was never a ball game after that. Dort College led 40-21 at halftime. Blew the lead up to 30. And never looked back in winning this one by 31, 95-64. Unofficially, I have Kyle Lindberg leading the way with 15 points, 12 for Jordan Vogel, 11 for Austin Kachi. Kachi, though, left the ball game with a twisted ankle. I will say he was walking after the ball game with that ankle wrapped in ice. If anything good came out of this evening for Dort College, it was the fact that they didn't have to play everyone their normal heavy load of minutes. And the Dort College defenders will go into tomorrow's contest with Valley City State. None the worse for wear other than Kachi's injury. Don't know the severity of that. Probably won't know till morning. Dort College wins 95-64. Leading all scorers unofficially was Mark Hogue. He had a total of 24 points for Jamestown. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the numbers from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are the numbers for tonight's ball game. First of all, for the defenders, 32 of 59 from the floor, 13 of 23 on threes, 54.2% on field goals, 56.5% on three-pointers. Dort College, 18 of 28 on free throws, 64.3% for Jamestown, 25 of 61 from the floor, 41%, 5 of 20 on three-pointers, 25%, 9 of 18 on free throws for 50%. Leading the way for the Dort College defenders, Kyle Lindberg with 15, Sean Kaiser with 15, 12 for Jordan Vogel, 11 for Austin Kachi, 10 for Trevor Waltersdorf, 7 for Cliff Warner, 6 for Dustin Dalma, 5 for Elliott Christians, 4 each for Nathan Rindles and Aaron Van Buck, 3 for Chris Sievers. Everyone who played this evening scored for Dort College. Before we go any further with the numbers, let's take a look at, well, let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma as the Dort College defenders victorious this evening over Jamestown, 95-64. And, Coach, a fast start, and you throw in some three-pointers, and all of a sudden it goes from a one-point deficit to a 22-point advantage. Those are the kind of things you can't plan, and you just ride it for as long as you can go, and that really changed the complexion of this ball game.
Yeah, Mike, I thought we did a nice job in the first half of really defending the ball screen. I thought we did a good job of pressuring the arc. Gave up a hard contested shot, got the ball out in transition, and got some good looks on the arc. Sean and Austin hit some shots and really used that as momentum to kind of spur us on there for the better part of the first half.
Jamestown, it seemed, was very intent on trying to really plug things up in the middle and really defended your post players. I thought they really sagged off, and that also led to your team getting some open looks.
Yeah, Mike, I thought our post guys did a great job of working hard for position. I thought they also did a very good job of not trying to force action when it wasn't there. We had some good kickouts of some double teams there. Kyle Lindbergh got a dunk or two on a nice pass out of the post from Jordan and Chris. And then our perimeter guys got some good looks out of there as well.
47-27 on the rebounding. This was probably a game you look at, though, and in terms of the lineups, you had a size advantage. You should control the boards, and you did. For Jamestown, those 10 offensive rebounds that they got are maybe just a little bit too high for your liking.
They are. Definitely like the total rebound differential, but 10 is too much.
You called an early timeout in the second half, and you used about 30 seconds. I got the sense that you were talking about some defensive intensity in that huddle, that you just because this team gets a big lead, you can't just sit back and coast. Is that one of the challenges with this group this year, is to just simply keep them focused from the outset?
Well, Mike, I think one of our strengths is that we've got a lot of depth, and we want to use that, but it only becomes effective if we really push hard offensively, but more importantly, if we really defend hard. And so we just didn't feel like there was a time where we were really utilizing, you know, the strengths that we had, which is our depth, by going out and just trying to grind on and wear some people down. I thought for a while there we were just playing, not competing, but I thought we did a good job of regaining that and came back and did some good things.
Austin Kotch, I take it as a good sign at least that he was back on the bench. He was walking. He's got the ice on the ankle. Wait and see tomorrow morning how bad it is.
Right, exactly. We'll just give it the night and see where he's at, and our training staff will reevaluate him there and go from there. And again, it's a good thing we've got some depth. Obviously, injuries are going to take place, and that's why we value everybody's role 1 through 15 on our team. And we may need to move on tomorrow without Austin. We'll have to see what the morning brings.
Valley City State victorious over Northwestern, 76-70. We knew going into the weekend Valley City State, a very good team. They've got a lot of returners that are going to present a stiff challenge tomorrow afternoon here at the DeWitt.
For sure. Very athletic team. I believe, you know, they're ranked 24th in the nation, but that stuff doesn't mean anything. I believe they're one of the top 10, 15 teams in the country talent-wise, and they obviously played well tonight.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College victorious tonight, 95-64. We gave you the point totals for Dort College. Here they are for Jamestown. 24 for Mark Hogue, 8 of 15 from the floor. 15 for Devin Thomas. 11 for Breshen Tucker. 6 for Dan Janu. 4 for Taylor Newton. 2 each for Matus Januski and Jesse Beam, that is. Rebounding total, Lindbergh had a double-double. He had 10 rebounds. 5 for Trevor Walterstorff. 6 rebounds for Jordan Vogel. 4 for Elliot Christians. And 3 each for Cliff Warner, Austin Kotche, Nathan Rindles, Sean Kaiser, and Aaron Van Vogt. For Jamestown, Devin Thomas had 10 rebounds. 6 rebounds for Benny Collins. 3 each for Mark Hogue and Jesse Beam. Assists, Jordan Vogel had 4. For Dort College, 18 of their 32 buckets were assisted. 4 steals for Mark Hogue for Jamestown, 2 steals for Cliff Warner and Kyle Lindbergh. Dort College led at halftime 40-21. They outscored Jamestown in the second half 55 243. That will do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College splits with Jamestown. Women lose to Jamestown 66-62, and the men get the victory tonight by a final score of 95-64. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.